All right, so we're back for another deep dive, and today we're going to be talking all about
heart health.
Heart health in America in 2025.
Yeah, 2025.
And to help me do that today, we have with us
Hello.
A returning guest. I'm so glad to have you back.
It's great to be back.
We have a news release from the American Heart Association that we're going to be going over.
Yeah, looking forward to that.
Yeah, so this is going to be really interesting.
Absolutely.
So to kick things off,
sure.
This report basically starts out, you know, kind of laying down the law and saying, look,
yeah,
heart disease is still the number one killer in the U.S.
It is, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's kind of wild to think about.
Yeah,
You know, almost one in four deaths in the U.S. is from heart disease.
Almost 25%, yeah.
Yeah, that's a pretty insane statistic.
It really is.
Like, we have so many medical advancements, and yet
it's still right up there.
It's still at the top.
Why is that?
Why is that?
You know, it's a great question, and I don't think there's just one answer.
Right.
I think a lot of it comes down to lifestyle.
Absolutely.
I think, you know, we've gotten really good at treating heart disease once it develops.
Yeah.
But we're not
preventing it.
We're not doing a good enough job at preventing it.
Yeah. And this report really does get into some of the things that are going on in that respect.
Absolutely.
You know, things like...
Well, I mean, look at the risk factors.
Right. The risk factors.
High blood pressure, high cholesterol.
Yeah.
Obesity.
Oh, yeah.
These are all things that we are seeing increases in.
Yeah. It's scary because it feels like these are all...
And they're all preventable.
Right. They're all preventable to a certain degree.
Yeah.
For example, adults' obesity rate.
Skyrocketing.
So skyrocketing.
I think that's about 42% increase.
It's wild.
Since the year 2000.
It's wild. Yeah. And, you know,
yeah.
For me personally,
sure.
You know, this is an area I've always struggled with.
Of course. Yeah.
My weight.
And many people do.
Yeah. I think a lot of people out there can probably relate to that.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, is there anything, I mean, like, what are the top?
There are so many things.
Three things that people can change about their lifestyles.
Yeah, great question.
To make a difference.
I think for me, if I had to pick three, it would be diet, exercise.
Okay. Diet, exercise.
Against portion control.
Okay, portion control.
Yeah.
So what do you mean when you say diet, though?
Well, I think it's really about cutting back on processed foods.
Oh, okay.
You know, those are the foods that are loaded with salt, sugar, unhealthy fats.
Yeah.
And those are the things that really contribute to heart problems.
So things like, you know, fast food,
packaged snacks, you know, anything that comes in a box or a bag.
Yeah. And then the second one, exercise.
Yeah. I think getting at least 30 minutes of moderate exercise most days of the week. Huh? You know, it doesn't have to be anything crazy.
Right.
Just get your heart rate up.
So that could be like
a brisk walk. Yeah. A brisk walk.
Some gardening.
Yeah.
You know, taking the stairs instead of the elevator.
Okay.
Just little things like that can make a big difference.
Gotcha. And then portion control. I feel like that's something.
It is. It's huge.
That a lot of people maybe aren't really.
Don't think about.
Aware of or thinking about.
Yeah. It's easy to overeat without even realizing it.
Yeah, it's true.
Especially when you're eating out.
Yeah.
You know, restaurant portions are often way too big.
Oh, yeah.
So just being mindful of how much you're putting on your plate.
Yeah.
Can really help.
Okay. That makes sense. So we've got a lot of doom and gloom. Heart disease is still the number one killer.
Yeah.
Risk factors are going up.
But there's some good news.
Oh, there is.
Yeah.
Okay, what's the good news? Smoking rates are down.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
They are down. Yeah.
They are down significantly.
That's a huge win.
It is a huge win.
Yeah, and that's right.
It shows that we can make progress on these big public health challenges.
And I think, you know,
it took decades.
Yeah.
But look at the results.
We can learn a lot from that success, I think.
Absolutely. I mean, we learned about the dangers of smoking.
Yeah.
We implemented public health campaigns.
Right.
We changed policies and we shifted social norms.
Right.
And it worked.
So the question is.
Yeah. Why is it that we're winning?
Yeah.
Against smoking.
Why are we winning on that?
But these other risk factors.
Why not on these others?
Are going up.
It's a great question.
It's confusing.
It is confusing.
Yeah.
I think part of it might be that smoking was seen as more of an individual choice.
That's interesting.
You know, you choose to smoke or not to smoke.
Right.
But these other risk factors like diet and exercise.
Yeah.
They're influenced by so many other factors.
Okay. So like what kind of factors?
Well, things like access to healthy food.
Yeah.
Safe places to exercise.
Right.
Socioeconomic factors.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if you live in a low income neighborhood.
Yeah.
you might not have access to a grocery store with fresh produce.
Right.
You might not have a safe place to go for a walk or a run.
Right.
So it's not just as simple as telling people to eat better and exercise more.
Right.
We need to address these underlying systemic issues as well.
So it's like this kind of complex puzzle of different factors.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's all interconnected.
And speaking of interconnected things.
Yes.
This report also talks about
the pandemic.
This pandemic.
Yeah, I was wondering if we were going to get to that.
Yeah.
Huge impact.
Yeah, a lot of people put off going to the doctor.
Deferred care?
Yeah, deferred care.
That's a big problem.
Because of COVID fears and things like that.
Yeah. People were afraid to go to hospitals.
Right.
And then on top of that, you have
yeah.
increased stress levels.
Oh, yeah. Stress is a big one.
Huge.
For heart health.
I mean, chronic stress releases hormones that can actually damage your artery walls.
Oh, wow. So it's like a physical.
It's a physical reaction.
Yeah.
It's not just in your head.
Yeah. And we're only just starting to understand.
Yeah, we are.
The long-term consequences of all of that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, I mean, what does all this mean for us?
That's the big question, isn't it?
It is.
I think the takeaway here is that
yeah.
while medical advancements are incredible.
They are. We have amazing technology.
We do.
Yeah.
But we can't ignore the role that lifestyle plays.
Lifestyle's huge.
It's huge.
Yeah.
It's really about taking control of your own health.
Taking control, making those healthy choices.
Yeah. And even small changes
yeah.
can make a big difference over time.
So I guess what I'm getting from this
yeah.
dive is
yeah.
that it's like a two-pronged approach.
Absolutely.
We need the advancements in medicine.
Yes, we need the science.
But we also need...
But we also need individuals to take responsibility.
Yeah, yeah. To take responsibility.
Yeah, for their own health.
For their own health. And I mean...
But we need to create a society
right.
that supports healthy choices.
That makes it easier.
Yeah, it makes it easier to be healthy.
For everyone
yeah.
to be healthy.
Yeah.
That's a great point.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, knowing what we now know.
Yeah.
What can we do?
What can we do? That's the million-dollar question.
It is.
I don't know that I have all the answers.
I don't either.
But it's something that we all need to be thinking about and acting on.
Yeah. Well, this has been a fascinating deep dive. I've learned a lot.
It's here.
I hope everyone listening has learned a lot.
Yeah, I hope so.
And as always, stay curious.
Absolutely.
And keep your heart healthy.
Keep your heart healthy.
All right. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And we'll see you next time for another deep dive.
Looking forward to it.